You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I'm just looking forward to the wine.
There you go.
Just getting hammered.
We are the Unpack Podcast from AcmePackingCompany.com and SB Nation on Twitter at the Unpack Pod, on Instagram for no reason at the Unpack Pod, Patreon.com/TheUnpackPod. Like, subscribe, all that stuff. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, like the person who said, wait, you know what? We haven't had any new reviews in a while, so I'm going to request that you guys, if you haven't already, kindly leave us a review. Funny ones get read on the air as per this shtick that I established a couple months ago that Alex Pataka said that he really enjoys. That's your holiday homework, guys. Anyways, I'm Zach Rapport, at Zach Rapport on Twitter. Dialing it in from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Fresh off a little bit of an Arizona road trip. A bit of a truncated Thanksgiving week show this week for you guys. Pleasure to be joined by Alex Patakis, who is fresh off the injury report. You feeling better, I hope, Alex?
I am. I'm feeling much better. I had a vacation planned. Woke up the day I was supposed to fly out and just punted on the whole thing. Thankfully, there's a lot of flexibility with both flights and accommodations due to COVID. I did not have COVID, but apparently just a sinus infection. So instead of sitting on a beach somewhere, I was home all week. Kept the time off, which was kind of cool. So I had like a staycation on the couch. Not sure if you've ever done that. Highly recommended to kind of just, you know, up the energy in this time of the... Well, you don't really deal with winter, but...
Not anymore.
For me, it was like
it gets chilly here. I wouldn't call it winter, but that's a good way to spin it. You got a nice staycation out of it. It's nice that you didn't lose time off or a bunch of money. It sounds like on tickets and whatnot.
No, yeah, it's good. We didn't lose anything on it. We rescheduled for January, which is probably better because by then you're more sick of winter.
Oh, especially in New York, it's going to be brutal.
Yeah, which will stink, and we'll be able to get out of here at that point. So looking forward to that. How was your trip? A road trip?
It was good. Yeah, we had some friends of mine from Wisconsin. They have their parents have a house in Scottsdale, or outside of Scottsdale, I guess. So we drove there. That's about a 6.5-7 hour drive for us. And just hung out with some old friends and worried about nothing. Just had a house, had some booze, had some Bluetooth speakers, hung out for a couple of days. Very, very pleasant little mini vacation.
Vacations are great to take before holiday weeks because then you come back and there's like not a lot of pressure to get back into the swing of things. Like, I mean, this is maybe not for you because it sounds like you're working pretty hard right now, but like for much of America, a fake work week. Like, we're recording this podcast in the middle of the day. I've done very little. I'm not technically off, but I mean, everyone's pretending to work, right? You're just like listening to your podcasts that you missed and everything like that. It's just like counting down a Wednesday at 5 o'clock, but you're not doing anything till then anyway.
Yeah. Hopefully your employer is not listening to this.
Yeah, I really hope not. Yeah, I did have 2 calls today, employer, should you be listening back to back. They were very productive, but and I'm not making that up, but I might have dozed off since. Yeah, anyway, that's a great hack. If you don't have to travel for the holidays, travel right before them. You come back, everyone else is gone. It's like just built in, you know, ease back into thing time.
There was no traffic. Like, there's no rush anywhere. We did our thing. Yeah, and I'm back at work and like, no one's there. It's kind of a ghost town.
Yeah.
Pretty pleasant.
It's kind of similar for me. So
would recommend. Would not recommend trying to follow along with Packers at Vikings in a car on your phone while driving through the desert of Arizona with no phone reception. That was not a fun experience. I missed, I guess, all of the exciting stuff in the second half where they tied it up and had a chance to win. But I have since rewatched the game because I'm a responsible podcast host. 34 to 31.
Well done.
Is the final well score, I am told by the internet. Vikings over the Packers. And let's just do, let's do note nugs. Notable nuggets, hashtag note nugs. Tweet at us after every game. And kudos to the people who tweeted at us after this game because of aforementioned road trip and no reception. I didn't do my usual call for note nugs from the Twitter account. And some people still got at us. So I appreciate that. You don't got to wait for me. You don't got to wait for me, people. You can just tell us what you think. We'll just be your emotional sounding board. But I'll go first and give my notable nugget. And that is that I just don't know what to do with Mason Crosby and this special teams. Crosby is booting about 65% of his attempts through, I believe, which is a contrast to his career average of about 81%. And that's not including a missed extra point this year as well. I don't know if we blame the holder, blame the kicker, blame the coordinator, blame the wind. I don't know what to think. All I know is that the unit has left 25 points off the board. That's like a whole game's worth of points. And I'm not smart enough to know what the problem is or if, you know, Crosby is to blame per se. But Alex, you texted me a few weeks ago wondering after one of these missed kicks, is it time to worry about Mason Crosby? And the situation has not improved since then. I don't know. Do you feel the same?
Yeah, it's only gotten worse. So I am worried. I mean, as far as what to do with him, I think the answer is probably just move on after this year. But there's a really good chance that he's going to have to make an important kick that's going to determine the fate of the Packers season. Based on the way things are going, it's a competitive conference. You're going to be playing meaningful playoff games, barring a late season collapse. Like, it's, I would say highly, highly unlikely they moved on from him before then. And then that opens up an entirely different issue of changing your kicker in the season, you know, not necessarily knowing what you're getting in, but yeah, man, I'm worried. I'm really worried that this isn't going to just fix itself.
Yeah.
And the weather is only going to get worse everywhere they play. He can't be blameless, even though there's a change of holder and long snapper. I think it's kind of just irresponsible to think that Crosby
is just going to fix
part
itself
of this issue.
Yeah, right.
and that this issue is just going to resolve itself overnight, given his age, given, you know, the fact that, like, there's an expiration date on these guys. And some of them, it's really late. Like, some last really long in your refrigerator, like Adam Vinatieri. And, like, other ones expire a little earlier. And, like, the sell-by date is actually kind of accurate, you know? It's not, you can't keep all of them way past that, so.
Let's keep this metaphor going. I love it.
I got nothing on this metaphor. It was a terrible metaphor, but... I don't know. People just assume because some kickers could kick till they're like 50 that they all can, but like clearly this one can't.
Well, it's cold in the Midwest this time of year. So you can just, the snow piles up in your back door and you can just leave your kickers out there to preserve them for longer.
Yeah. I did a winter trip to the Poconos last year. And that was my favorite thing was because I actually never got to do that in Wisconsin. I know a lot of people listen to this. Did do that.
Beer in the snow.
Done this throughout their life, but just going and buying beer and just leaving it outside. Like, how easy is that?
It's wonderful.
It doesn't get any better than that.
It is wonderful. I don't want to be too cliche, and maybe it is because I haven't really heard it talked about, but the Packers lose this, like, they 3 points is the difference in this game, and Mason Crosby missed a kick. So I don't know what to do. Want to shout out Ryan who sent in a note nug. I think it's time we look for Crosby's replacement. As well, Glenn saying, is it time for my guy? And he has claimed a guy a couple months ago, JJ Molson, if you remember. So they probably got him on speed dial. Is he on a team? I don't even know. I just said that.
I'm not actually 100% sure.
Yeah. Can we Google break it?
Maybe he should be.
Yeah. Anyway, sucks. It sucks when your field goal unit takes the field and you think, I can't go up and refill my water, or get a beer, or use the bathroom, or whatever. Anyway, Alex, note nug, lay it on me.
Yeah, my note nug is just the vision I had. This wasn't a dream. It was just something that kind of flashed on the screen.
You have a lot of visions and dreams during the football season.
Just seeing a defensive back with, you know, clothes on the ball, the last number on his jersey is a 6. I'm just getting a lot of really, you know, Nick Collins-y vibes from Darnell Savage. And I understand that the play that ultimately, I think, would have at least put the Packers in position to win, but likely would have won them the game, didn't stand. And that's like the big talking point from this game, right? Is like, what was that, an interception? What is an interception? What's the difference between an interception and a catch, really? Yeah, would that have been ruled a catch if he was on offense? I don't know that we really need to do all of that in this holiday truncated version, but like my note nug is just simply, once the finishing product is there for him, which I'm not willing to say it never will be yet, we likely have ourselves the most ball hockey player we've had since Nick Collins, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Charles Woodson was on that team too, but then he was injured. He was never back then. Who am I like missing in that time frame that you felt like was going to be a turnover maker, creator?
No, Casey Hayward maybe,
but he kind of blossomed into that when he left.
Yeah,
the
right.
Packers didn't know how to use him with Dom Capers, you know? So like, I'm just getting those vibes. Like when teams throw deep now and I'm waiting for the camera to pan downfield, I'm expecting Packers there, you know? Like, and that's pretty different than what we've been expecting from the secondary in a while.
Yep.
So I just wanted to shout that out. It feels like he drops a lot of interceptions, but he's there to make a lot of those plays. So I'm encouraged because I think he's blooming into the kind of safety we've really been missing around here since that terrible career-ending injury that we saw to our boy, Nicky C.
Yep. One more note nug here coming in from the Philosophical Soldier. He tweets in, the storyline from this game is going to be how defense gave up 34 points. But the reality is the least penalized team gets penalized at all the crucial moments to gift Vikings 14 points at least. Undisciplined football, lost a game. They are tired. I believe I heard, I think it was Tom Silverstein on their podcast talking about how, in talking about penalties, just saying, you know, that the Packers offensive line, and I think it was Billy Turner was guilty of a lot of these, but they were just getting blown up. And when that happens, you commit penalties because you got nothing else to do. You're trying to protect your quarterback hobbling around back there on COVID toes or whatever he's got going on. And that's when you play sloppy. That's when you play desperate. And I generally agree with that assessment. And I think it was Matt LaFleur after last week's game who admitted in a press conference, I think our guys are tired.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else to add to that. This team needs a bye so badly, man. This is a team, I know we're close, but like we just so happen to have, you know, arguably the biggest game of the regular season before then.
Yeah, no big deal.
Unfortunately,
just going to hobble into this game with no Elton Jenkins and half the other team,
which is just crushing. I mean, that really, I guess, is the biggest thing coming out of that game. Because, like, I mean, I think Rodgers' struggles early would have been a thing if they didn't just change so dramatically to him tearing apart the Vikings defense in the second half, right? So, like, it's like, okay, he could probably play on the toe. At least he could on Sunday in the second half of the game.
Yep.
So that's not the narrative. I don't really blame the defense because I'm not that worried about them. So I don't really want that to be the talking point. So And I kind of disagree respectfully with the note nug that penalties really made. I mean, they made a difference, but they were, like you said, a byproduct of the actual quality of play.
Yeah.
Which was stemming from the offensive line, which is now further depleted. So Bakhtiari has already been ruled out. He will not play against the Rams. So what the hell do we do against this team that just so happens to have a pretty scary front? I don't know. I guess maybe we'll, I don't know if you want to touch on that later or what, but yeah. That's a concern to me. You know, this is a pivotal part of the season. And I don't know how many more hits the Packers can really take in the injury department.
Yeah. I was thinking about my note nug. I was wavering for a while between where you're going, which is to like slide a little bit into despair between that. And then also just saying, actually, you know, it's not that bad. Nobody panic. Like this game doesn't worry me that much. As always, I think the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. The loss doesn't bother me. The continued trend of losing a pretty significant player
pretty much every
week in and week out is the concerning part. Like, I don't care. Okay. You can't sweep the division every year. It's a road game to the Vikings, who are fake. Okay. They'll get,
especially at home.
Especially at home. The Packers will probably blow the doors off them at Lambeau, and they won't even see them in the playoffs because the Vikings probably won't make it to the point where they get to see the Packers in the playoffs. So yeah, I guess that's my thought on the loss, but the health is the main concern right now. But I mean, I don't know. Like, are you optimistic that these guys are really coming back? Like, I this whole Jair thing seems like it's been going on way longer than I thought.
Yeah, let's get into some injuries after the break. We are gonna do a break real quick, and then we are gonna do news and haikus.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, guys, we are back. And on this truncated holiday podcast, we're just going to go straight in through the beaded curtain into the spa. And I'm going to let this music vamp for a second because, you know, maybe you're listening to this, you're getting ready for some stressful family time or something. You're hiding in the garage, drinking a beer that you may or may not have been storing in some snow in the backyard. And let's just take a deep breath. Status uncertain. Reinforcements may not come. Oh, Bakhtiari. So I didn't mean to cut you off there before the break, Alex, but obviously I'm talking specifically about David Bakhtiari. Injuries have been mounting all year, and I saw a tweet that I think pretty much broke down. I think it was every single game, every single week this year, there was some arguably a key player who was lost or who has missed time. It's been pretty uncanny, although maybe not uncanny if you think about their injury luck prior to this season. It's kind of like regression to the mean, really. Yeah. But we heard Aaron Rodgers say recently that just sort of offhandedly referred to David Bakhtiari's status as uncertain. And that was kind of the first time that it had ever really been intimated, I think, that he might not play. They kind of don't know. And I think I saw something today that he actually recently got arthroscopic knee procedure done, like to kind of clean it out while it's healing. And maybe they're hoping for like a mid to late December return. But between that and the Za'Darius Smith situation continues to be very strange in terms of the lack of updates, or really at this point, the lack of any questions being asked by the media. I don't know. I feel like I've gone full 180 here, because last week my note was basically praising how they've overcome so many injuries, but it's like one more week and the wheels just seem like they're falling off. I don't know how much longer they can sustain this.
Yeah. I think we were all just kind of under the impression that this was where the worst was over and guys are making their way back. But I mean, the three biggest injuries, arguably, none have returned. I mean, Za'Darius is not back, Bakhtiari is not back, Jair is not back. And I think we never thought that any of them would miss the rest of the season. And I don't even know if I can say with confidence that all of them will play meaningful snaps this calendar year / maybe this season in general. But you know, I don't know. I don't want to get too sad. You know, you can't bring us to the spa to make us freak out now. Now I need like a Xanax or something. It's like the opposite of spa vibes.
Take some medicinal marijuana. Let's just chill.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a poem? You want to read a poem?
Sure, I'll read a poem. Let's step back in, another deep breath.
All the images of Bakhtiari and Jair, Za'Darius, Big Bob, Gary, they're just fading away into the background.
Mysterious toe. Will we ever truly know? What ails Aaron's foot? Aaron Rodgers did his radio show today as we record this on a Tuesday. He just won't tell us what's wrong with his foot.
Yeah, he's just really saying a lot and nothing at the same time. He's saying everything around it. Just tell us what it is at this point. Come on, man.
Fueling speculation seems to be bone related. I saw that could be his pinky toe is actually broken. But he won't say. And he said he's spoken enough about his medical status on that show, which true. I wish he hadn't, because then I could still think that you're a good person and someone I really want to root for in all aspects of life. But I do still want to root for you to win with the Packers. And it sounds like I'm going to have to do so knowing that he's not fully healthy. He said it is not going away anytime soon. Okay.
Yeah.
But that sitting isn't an option. Also, okay. So what the hell is it, man?
It's like, what's going on? That game, Guess Who, where you like guess like features of someone and you put the little cards down. It's like that, but with what is this toe injury? Because he's like, it's not a ligament. It's like, it's not a muscle. It's not this. It's not that. Like, we're just... We're just sitting here dropping cards on the Guess Who boards. Like, just tell us what's wrong with your stupid foot. Because at this point, if you're another team or a medical staff on another team, whatever, like, process of elimination, you know what's wrong. So, like, this is when the, like, not talking about injury stuff just gets silly. It's like, we know you're hurt. We know roughly where it is. We know roughly what it is. Just say what it is, man. Come on. Just filling up airspace on Pat McAfee's show.
Yeah, and letting us all just continue to guess. Like, you know, I don't think we would have all been calling BS if it was like Aaron Rodgers broke his toe. I don't think we would have then be speculating about COVID toe, and I probably would have never known what that is because I was completely unaware of it until people started circulating like all these medical pieces about research that shows
I was actually
the effects of COVID on your toes. Like, what?
I was surprised that so many people did not know what that is, because I thought it was like
really
a big viral thing when in the early COVID days, pandemic 1.0, as we call it in our household, COVID toes was all the rage for a while.
I must not have been paying attention. I had no idea. I thought You know, I received multiple texts, I think, via, you know, everyone's got like 17 different group chats that are Packers related, I'm sure. And like, I saw people saying COVID toe, and I thought it was just like a silly joke. And I was like, oh, and then finally people started sending like articles, and I'm like, oh, okay. that is a real thing that people are talking about. So missed that in pandemic 1.0. What version are we on now in your household? 2.0?
I think it's 3.0 maybe.
3.0 probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe it's still 1.0. I remember at one point there was like the second surge, and everyone's like, oh, it's the second surge. And I'm like, it never went away. What are you talking about? I don't know. I just like, we don't need to go down a COVID hole. I just, especially all this traveling and being in Arizona, there's just like, you know, we tested, we made sure that our friends tested, and we were very careful, but like large swaths of the country pretending like nothing is, nothing is happening. Very strange. Very strange. Yeah. Anyway. That's all I got that's football related. I don't really have anything on. I mean, I figure we can let Reporting is Eligible, which is the next show in the feed, and then Justice on Friday talk about the Rams. We'll probably have more injury updates at that point anyway. It sounds like Rashawn Gary was a game time decision. He tried to brace it up before this game, and it was no good. So expect him to go through a similar thing next week, and maybe he gets back on the field. We'll probably get updates on Jones, etc. That's all the football content I got. I don't know. You got family in town? What's on the Thanksgiving menu?
Actually, I bought the turkey this year, which is crazy. And I have a little story. There's this service. That it's like very much like a farm to table thing for like groceries or whatever. Like you kind of, it's all supposed to be within like, I think 250 miles of New York City. So it's all like locally sourced stuff. So I'm like, that would be a really good thing, cause I'm not going to do it for like grocery items, cause it's just like too randomized, but to get a turkey from. And then I read all this stuff about all the different turkey farms. I'm like, okay, you know, whatever, like I could deal with that. So this turkey's like on a great diet. He's like living this amazing life, yada yada yada. I'm like, wow, this is, like, I'm excited to see if this tastes better than a turkey you buy at, you know, any old grocery store, like a Butterball or whatever. I picked the wrong Wednesday. It showed up a week ago.
Oh god,
it showed up like a week early, and I just got a notification like, you have a package in the lobby. And I went downstairs, and it was
turkey,
massive turkey. And I'm like, oh god, what do I do with this thing now?
Was it like wrapped in such a way that it was obviously a turkey sitting in your lobby?
It was in a big box, so it, like, I don't think everyone that like walked by might have seen it knowing like, oh, that's a turkey.
So it wasn't like a giant basketball with two legs sticking out of it wrapped in paper?
No, that would be amazing. But I had to like clear out, it's not even that large, but I mean it's pretty big, I guess, but it's, I had to clear out all this space in my freezer and like throw things away, and I had to freeze it now.
Freeze it, and you wouldn't have had to otherwise do that. That's a bummer.
Yeah. It would have arrived the day before just in time to be like prepped and cooked and everything, but whatever. Maybe it'll taste a difference. Maybe not, but there's a limit. There's a clear ceiling to how good turkey can be anyway.
Yeah. Right?
So like, who cares?
The best turkey, the best Thanksgiving turkey I ever had. My mom, who is a great cook and always cooks a ton of food for Thanksgiving, decided to take a year off from the turkey. And this was, I must have been like 10 years ago at this point, but Popeyes, and maybe they still do it, but they offer this like Cajun seasoned, like fried whole turkey. And they just delivered this turkey that was just kind of like heat and serve. And it was so flipping good.
Yeah, that sounds way better than any turkey anyone I've related to has ever made, or any Thanksgiving I've ever been to.
We're doing my birthday is on Friday, and we're going to do like a Friendsgiving combo celebration, have a little backyard
pork shoulder
feast. No, no pork shoulder this year, but a friend of mine whose culinary skills I trust very much is going to fry a whole chicken.
Okay.
And bring that
careful. I mean, a lot of videos out there about frying these birds, just, you know.
He's a professional. He's a culinary school grad. I trust him.
Oh yeah, no. I think you're good. Wow. That's gonna be great. Send photos.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'll send I'll send you guys some photos. You being Alex, you and Ben, but maybe I'll also post something to our Instagram account. Instagram.com/theunpackpod For whatever reason you want to look at pictures of us and see what we look like. What's the what's your least favorite Thanksgiving food? What's the most overrated Thanksgiving food?
I can go on and on.
There's so many.
There's very few things that actually appeal to me that are on the typical Thanksgiving menu. Most overrated of all of them? I would probably have to say...
Someone's going to be mad no matter what you say.
Yeah, it's a controversial one, but because it's probably the only thing people actually like, but I've never been a mashed potato fan.
Oh, man.
And just I'm not going to get cranberry sauce because that's like too easy. Like, just I don't even think I've ever had it to even know if it's overrated. But like mashed potatoes to me are the worst way you can prepare a potato. Like potatoes can be so delicious probably like 1,000 different ways. And if you're ranking all of them, like that's really far down on there.
I don't totally disagree with you, but I'll say it's also, it's a very easy thing to do.
Yeah.
To make. And so, I don't know. Just put enough butter in there.
It's a texture thing. I don't know why with just potatoes. Like, it's just, I can't, there's something I can't get over. I don't know. With them in that form. And I respect everyone who likes them. I get why, you know? Like,
speaking of texture and form, my item is cranberry sauce. I just don't want it. Don't want it near me. Just seems weird. I'm sure
who
there's
who decided
like,
that goes with turkey anyway?
I mean, I get it's one of those things like on an intellectual level, like I get it. I understand the flavors and working together and all that stuff. But on just like a visceral and emotional level, I just like, it makes me, I don't want it. It makes me shudder. Get it away from me.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in it.
I'm just looking forward to the wine.
There you go.
Just getting hammered.
Sneaky, underrated Thanksgiving hero, the wine.
Just getting like so blasted for the first game that you just like don't even remember the second one or the third one. Yeah, you definitely won't make it to the third one.
No, yeah, you'll be asleep. Or you'll like wake up in a daze. Halfway through that game, it'll be like the middle of the third quarter. And you're like, what day is it?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be a nice time to, just lounge around, which is what I've been doing for like 10 days since my vacation was canceled.
Unless your employer's listening, in which case you are working very, very hard. So hard.
100%.
Actively working. Checking emails.
In fact,
I
might need you to hit the polka because there's so much I have to cram and get ready for.
No, got to tell me twice. I'll hit the polka. All right. Well, Alex, thanks for squeezing one in the middle of the day here, interrupting our very busy days where we are working very, very hard to earn our long holiday weekend. We hope you guys enjoy the weekend. If you got family, if you got friends, if that's your thing. If not celebrating is your thing, whatever your thing is, do it over the next couple days and enjoy. And then we'll all have some Packers football to look forward to this weekend. Aaron Rodgers on one foot, taking on the Rams. That's all. That's the whole show. Just gonna let it vamp for a second. Cranberry sauce sucks. Wine rules. Later, guys.
Support for this show comes from Wix Studio. Designers and devs, you might be able to do your thing better on Wix Studio, a web platform with everything you need to deliver bespoke sites hyper-efficiently. Design teams get a ton of smart features that can take the grind out of web creation without it costing per pixel control. dev teams, you get a zero setup, developer first environment, combined with an AI code assistant and your preferred IDE for rapid deployment. Search Wix Studio today to explore the full range of features.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.